Good morning. This is Clutch Radio, and this is Karina speaking.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love went. I've been looking for the dove. And they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to work. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching where the love went. I've been looking for the dove. And they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to run. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love went. I've been looking for a dove. Then they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to run. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching where the love went. I've been looking for a dove. And they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to run. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head.
Long time, I'll be back again. The birds and the bees be attracting the pretty little flowers on the racks blend. Filled with meaning, sip the Riesling. I'm thinking about white to match the season. Let's visit the garden, the river, the parks. Bring it to your eyes, deliver the hearts.
Do you remember me? Do you remember me?
In a sweet way that's loving to me. Gifts, some diamond rings, a car that's nothing to me. You send a picture, her mail package, something to me. Have a cup of my tea. All the suckers should leave. Baby, I'm no sucker, I'm free. Hate just numbers to me. You send a picture, I send a picture, that's comforted me. Star gets lonely at night, only if moments are bright. We just can't get enough of us, it's a side night. The moon is saying something to us, half our time's bright. Her eyes say, lips are the softest. It's going to win and get driven by the forces. Slaying the wind that can trip by the forces.
Miss Hillary.
This is Karina, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning. And we also have Mofe.
And we're back.
We're back. Sorry, your mic was off, Mofe.
Yeah, it's okay. Now you get up. Okay.
But good morning.
Good morning, Karina. How's it going? Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day, indeed.
Hope you guys are having a nice day off.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Thursday morning here in Medford, Somerville, Massachusetts. Happy to be here.
Yeah, rather brisk, but...
quite brisk. Today's question, or prompt for our chat... it's something kind of positive, upbeat. If you can't tell, our music has been sort of upbeat this morning, a little bit funky.
Yeah, a little bit groovy.
A little bit groovy. So our question is, like, describe your perfect day by yourself. I was originally just going to say describe your perfect day, but I think we could use some introspection today.
I appreciate that.
Think about time by yourself, because you don't always get much time by yourself in college. So it's a good thing to think about, I think.
Okay, so, Karina, would you like to go first?
Me? Okay. Yeah. So, I would say, it's kind of hard to not think of, like, a specific place. I guess I'll think, we'll set the scene in Minnesota, where I'm from.
Mm.
You know, just because that's kind of what I'm craving right now.
Okay.
Some home, but... it'd probably be, actually, I'm going to put it in early fall as well. So okay. It's a little bit brisk, but it's still beautiful outside.
Do the leaves turn in Minnesota?
They do. They turn very nicely. They turn in a very beautiful way. Fall is super duper beautiful up there. Actually, not up there. It's actually like horizontally cutting across the U.S. about exactly the same as where we are now. In fact, we might be even a little bit more north than where I'm from.
So if I drew like a big, if I had a really long arm, mm-hmm. and just stuck it out to the side,
aim it down a tiny bit, I think.
Okay, but like I could theoretically touch it.
Probably, you'd be good. Your arm would have to go through a lot. Like it'd be pretty strong, probably. But like
my arm is like gripped.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So I'm good.
Word. Okay. So I'd probably wake up at like, I'm gonna say 9:17. Seems like a good time to wake up. I got a good night's sleep. The sun would be out, really beautiful. Some of my friends would come over, two friends maybe, and we'd start, le chauffage, the breakfast spread. Probably some egg sandwich type business.
I do appreciate like a good breakfast sandwich.
I know, but like I would also, but like not just a sandwich, like the whole spread, you know?
Yeah,
the fruit,
like the fruit,
everything, and like a really nice coffee drink to make,
and maybe some waffles.
My mom or my dad, one of them makes a really good like lemon ricotta pancake.
Oh,
it's really nice.
That's something.
Yeah, yeah. I'd do that. Big breakfast. I'd probably like mope around with them for an hour doing nothing.
Wait, no, you can't have friends. You're by yourself.
Oh my gosh. I broke my own theme. Okay. I'm really sorry. I am really sorry, you guys. I'm going to take it back, wipe them out of the picture, put big red X's on my friends' faces. They never came. Nothing ever happened. I was alone making this breakfast and I ate it outside. I would eat it outside under the sun. My dog's probably, like, doing nothing on the ground, as she usually does, lazy.
As she should.
Then I'd go, I'd read my book outside for a little bit. Who knows what book? Just getting back into reading, I guess.
A Picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah, sure. That works. And then I'd probably rest for a little bit, let the food settle, go on a walk, or maybe a run if I'm... because the run isn't enjoyable... But the after is really enjoyable. Then I could shower. Yep.
Ooh.
A nice shower. And then... I don't know what I'd... maybe I'd go, like, shopping a little bit. I'd go shopping... I don't know, thrifting. I'd probably go thrifting by myself, which is, like, something I've never done before, but I've heard is... I usually go with people, but I could get everything I wanted.
Mm-hmm. I feel like though when you go with other people, especially your friends, it's almost like a competition.
Yeah, I know. It's stressful low-key.
Like I was talking to my good friend Steven the other day and he was talking about whenever you put something down, And his friend picks it up. He's like, oh, that's cool. He's like, wait, no, like, that's mine. Like, don't.
Well, then don't put it. You got to keep your hands on it.
No, but, you know? Like, sometimes, like, you don't want it until you see that somebody else wants it. And you're like, no, like, I was there first.
That's very fair. Or, like, when they get something, when your friends kind of have, like, similar styles, or, like, and they get something, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, I would kill for that. Right. Literally, I'd kill for that. it gets competitive.
Sorry, continue.
Yeah. So maybe I'd do that. I'd like to, like, be outside, so maybe I'd go on, like, a little solo trot through some forest feature. Mm. Maybe down by, like, the river or something, with some music. I would do some art stuff. Ooh. Probably some drawing. Sometimes drawing outside is nice. I'd be listening to music. Oh, maybe I'd watch a TV show. Start a new TV show or sit through a movie, which I probably wouldn't do. And then just, like, chill in my house and do nothing. Which, on a regular day in normal life, pre-college life, I'd probably be bored by sitting around, but it sounds nice to me right now.
Yeah, so. A little satisfying. Just, like, a day to do nothing.
I know. And then I'd invest in a lot of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I'd spend my day just investing. No, I wouldn't. That's
no. What do you mean? No, Karina spends.
No,
all
stop.
Her days.
Stop. This is okay. It's hollow too. Anyways. Okay. I don't know. Is there something I'm forgetting that I should be doing?
No, I think that sounds like a pretty, like, fulfilling day. Right?
Oh, I would order some. Oh, I would get some takeout for dinner.
Ooh.
Some Thai food, probably.
Ooh, that's yummy.
Like a huge Thai food spread.
Ooh, don't make me think about that. I was so hungry yesterday, and it's carrying over.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we need to get breakfast after. Okay, so sorry, that was kind of long, but
that's okay.
Mofei, what's your perfect day alone?
Yeah, perfect day alone. First, I wake up with everybody that I know.
No, you have to X them out right now. Literally X them out.
Yeah, okay, X them out. Okay, so I'd wake up. I like waking up early. Mm. Like, I naturally wake up at, like, 7:30. So I'd, like, sleep in a little bit, wake up at 8.
Bruh.
No, because I like waking up and, like, being productive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd wake up, get up, and first go make myself, like, a nice omelet. I feel like I haven't had that in a while.
Mm.
Like, maybe with some spinach and, like, feta.
There's something good about making your own eggs.
Yes.
You know?
That was, like, one of the first things I learned to cook.
Eggs.
So, like, yeah. Just be like, I can just imagine myself eating an omelet right now. It'd just be so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
An omelet and then, like, with, like some type of bread on the side, or like bread and like a little bit of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I really like cheese, like brie or something. I need to stop. This is not about the food. and a cup of like mango juice, because I just love mangoes.
Yeah, that's
anything
good.
Mango flavored, I'm all about it. Like, for Christmas one year, my friend got me a mango, and I don't think I could have been happier.
Hmm.
But yeah. Oh, and a mango. Ooh, that would
be. We could probably get a mango from the grocery store.
Ooh, don't make me think about it.
Don't make me.
Okay, so then the next part of the day, it would be nice to, like, head to the gym, especially if I'm alone. There's nobody else at the gym. Right? I don't know if that works. That's how it works. But I just go work out. Like, I really like being active. You know, it's hard to fit into my rigorous schedule as...
So rigorous.
A dual degree student.
Oh, la la.
But I'd love to go work out and, like, maybe run, maybe play some tennis if that's nice. I really like tennis. So do that for, like, 2 hours. Tennis, if I play tennis, I might do, like, 3 hours sometimes. With, like, a little, like...
By yourself? You're playing by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing by yourself.
I'm playing against the
against
wall.
Against the wall. No, you have, like, one of those that's, like, machines that shoots out the balls at you.
Yeah, because why not? What's it called? So, yeah, play a little bit of tennis. Then go back home, take a shower, because, that's such a good feeling, like, being sweaty and then washing it all off.
Wait, what's the season? Such a scene.
I forgot.
Like, what would feel better? Oh, if you're playing tennis?
I like spring.
Okay.
Like spring, early spring. So like, I finished my breakfast at like 9. I'm going out. It's a little bit dewy, and like, I was walking in the grass to the tennis field. Oh, actually, dewy means mushrooms.
Oh God.
So,
don't.
For context, I really am not a fan of mushrooms that grow out of the ground. They really scare me. I don't like the shape. I don't like their personalities.
Even anything slightly resembles the shape of a mushroom, she's not.
I'm not a fan.
Not feeling.
Not feeling it.
Not feeling it.
So not dewy, but like a nice spring day. Not too hot, maybe 65 degrees.
It's part of your day just like spraying like mushroom pesticides.
You know, why not?
Mushroom pesticides.
Let's get a big head start on it. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, after playing tennis against myself, I would go home, probably work on some music. So like play all my instruments since I have time for that. Just like play everything. That might take the whole day. And like mess around with like production stuff. Try out like new synthesizers. Probably like spend like an hour online gear shopping, but only window shopping online because all that music gear is very expensive.
Yeah.
But just like, or oh my god, or watching music videos about like production. I think it's so interesting to see like an artist break down a song. I really enjoy watching those types of music. So like, I also really enjoy watching interviews on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Just like seeing like who is this artist like behind their music, because a lot of the artists I listen to, I don't know why, they happen just to be like kind of pretty funny, and you know, maybe it's a reflection of the type of person I am.
Subconsciously searching for humor and just like right. coolness.
And then I forgot about my lunch. So for lunch, I'd have like a yummy sandwich. I really like sandwiches.
What's in your sandwich? Is it crunchy? I hope it's crunchy.
It's a little bit crunchy. Ooh, but there are a few different sandwiches. Like I could enjoy like a steak and
ooh. Okay, keep on going. It's not my day. I'd enjoy like a steak. Okay.
No, I like steak sandwiches and like a baguette. That's a good sandwich. Yeah. Or like a panini of any sort. When I was in middle school, I used to really like enjoy like a good panini with like salami. Mm. I haven't had salami in years.
Salami is pretty good actually, like a spiced salami.
Yeah, like yeah, it's pretty yummy. Or like a ham and brie sandwich. That's pretty good. Quite tasty.
That'd be good on a baguette.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm all about it.
So you're done with lunch?
Yeah, I'm done with lunch. I already did continuing music stuff. Maybe just like work on some art stuff, like
yeah.
little drawing, little doodle, maybe write in my journal a little bit.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, probably order some food. I don't know what kind of food. Maybe some ramen. I really like some noodles. I was thinking about noodles a lot yesterday.
We were both thinking about noodles. Did you end up making your instant ramen?
I went home, went to bed, knocked out.
That's good.
Yeah. No, sometimes it's nice, like, after you're like spending time with your friends, just to go home and sleep, like the yeah. feeling after, like you feel like you've had like a fulfilling night, like just having fun with your friends, and yeah. then going in your bed and you're like, ah, like that was great.
Like, did you feel fulfilled after sitting around my room doing that?
Yeah, no, that wasn't. I wouldn't say that was the most fulfilling night, but I still always enjoy being around everyone. Yeah. So
me too.
But yeah, and then. I'd go to sleep. I'd probably stay up until like 1 a.m. like watching more YouTube videos. Yeah. Or like, oh, watch a little movie.
A little movie, not yeah. a long one.
Like an hour max.
Yeah. From a productive standpoint, there's like I'd love to watch. There's so many movies that I want to watch, like they're annoying. Sometimes it's so annoying to start a really long movie, but it'd be really satisfying and I'd feel yes. very accomplished if okay. I knocked some of those off.
So yeah, that's my day. Right now I'm gonna go through the songs that we've played so far. So, first we played Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye, Freeze Tag by Terrace Martin, Robert Glasser, and Kamasi Washington, How to Sway by Thundercat, Flying Overseas by Theophilus London, featuring Devontae Hines and Solange, Chase by James Brown and the JBs, We Will Always Love You by the Avalanches and Blood Orange, Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and for our chat hour today, I decided to go with a little bit of Thelonious Monk. So that was all Thelonious Monk that you're just hearing. First was In Walked Bud, Epistrophe, Ruby My Dear, Round Midnight, and this is Dina, Take Two.
Ooh, that was so smooth. Take Two. All right, well, I think that wraps it up for our chat. We're going to move into the second part of our show.
Yeah, this next song coming up is Lovin' You by Minnie Riperton.
Enjoy.
Loving you just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of love and you.
Everything was okay. I my mind. Everything is going fast. You're the best thing I ever had. Oh, I'm losing you. Oh, make me, that would make me feel so bad. Help me say,
just you take your time. Just you take your time.
Sing low and take it slow. Cause ain't nobody living can try to hurry me.
Oh, just take your time.
Satisfied, but not be here when you decide.
Did you say you wanna fly away someday?
sneaking into my titties, but then I don't know.
Don't.
One of those kind of shows where people just smoke in the crowd, but I doubt it.
Don't sneak the weed into your titties, bro. Like, we'll be there in a second.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
This is Mofa back again from Clutch Radio, here to tell you the last few songs. So, After Loving You by Minnie Riperton was Take Your Time by Al Green and Corinne Bailey Ray, How I Feel by Thundercat, Dentiste by Matt Martians, Sid and Steve Lacey, all from the band The Internet, Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Miss Lauryn Hill, and right now we're playing Lady Day and John Coltrane by Gil Scott-Heron, which is off Pieces of a Man, which is a really great album that you should totally check out. We hope you guys enjoyed our set. We're about to log off. Thank you so much for listening. This is Clutch Radio with MoFan Karina on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a wonderful day.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.